Once there was a king who had a very wise and trusted advisor. The advisor helped the king to know what God wanted him to do and how he should act to be a good king. The advisor's name was Elisha, and he helped the king to worship and serve God rightly. So you can imagine, this man was so important and so trusted, how upset the king was when he found out that Elisha was very, very sick. So he gathered up his retinue, all of his helpers and counselors and people who went everywhere he went, and the king and his retinue made the journey to where Elisha was staying. When they got to that place, the king ran to the room where Elisha was sick in bed, and he knelt down by the bed, and when he saw how very, very sick Elisha was, tears began to run down the king's face, and he said, "Oh, my father, the kingdom and its defenders, what are we going to do? We need you. We can't get along without you." And Elisha opened his eyes and gathered his strength and said to the king, "Go get your bow and arrow." Seemed like kind of a strange request, but the king was used to doing whatever Elisha told him to do, so he ran and got his bow and his arrows, and he came back to the room. Then Elisha said, "Open the window. Open wide the shutters of that window there on the eastern wall." And so the king opened the shutters of the window to the east. And then Elisha slowly and deliberately he pushed back the covers and he got out of bed and he walked carefully over to where the king was standing and he said, "Draw your bow." And so the king took an arrow and he put it, notched it onto the right place of the bow, and he pulled back the string, and Elisha stood behind the king and he reached around him and he put his hands on the king's hands as the king stood there holding his arrow, and Elisha said, "Shoot the arrow." And so the king released the string and the arrow shot out the window, true and far into the distance before it landed on the earth. And the advisor, Elisha, said to the king, "That is your arrow of victory. God is going to help you and guide you and care for you. Even when I'm not here, you are going to be able to protect and defend and care for this kingdom." And in this way, Elisha helped build the king's courage and his confidence and his faith so that he would continue to trust God. And not long after that, Elisha died. And the king remembered that feeling of having Elisha's hands on his hands when he shot the arrow. And so he was sad, but he was not afraid, because he knew that God had not abandoned him and Elisha had not abandoned him, and he would be able to do his kingly job. Let's join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for those who put their hands on our hands and teach us how to trust you and serve you. We thank you for the reassurance that you are always caring for us, always near to lead us and give us hope and faith. We place our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.